会额外。
The word exalted simply means to be lifted. And God is the only one that is to be lifted. And so in this moment, as a physical representation of Him being lifted, raise your hands and just begin to tell Him something wonderful, something marvelous, something excellent, because truly He is worthy.
For thou
now, oh Lord, art high above all the earth, all the earth. Thou art exalted far above. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth, all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all God.
You're holy, holy is your name, oh God. You're holy, holy is your name. You're holy, holy is your name, oh God. You're holy, holy is your name.
You're holy, holy is your name, oh God.
And the mountains cry,
holy,
they
holy.
Cry. And the earth will resound with the sound of your praise.
You're worthy, worthy is your name, oh God. You're worthy, worthy is your name. You're worthy, worthy is your name, oh God.
Thank you for your grace and your mercy towards us that are new every morning. Great is your mercy towards us.
I see day after day, forever faithful towards me, always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me, great is your grace, great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercies I see day after day. Somebody say, forever faithful towards me, always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me, great is your grace. Lift your voice and sing, great is your mercy towards me, your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercies I see day after day, after day, after day. Forever faithful towards me, always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me, great is your grace. Won't you lift your voice and sing to the Lord? Great is your mercy towards me, your loving kindness, your tender mercies I see day after day. Forever faithful towards me, always providing for me. Great towards me. I'm never in need because you're providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless your name. I magnify your name, Jesus. I glorify your name. Oh, I worship you, Father. You deserve to be worshiped. You deserve to be honored, Lord. You deserve to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless your name. Great is your mercies towards me. Always, hallelujah, providing for me. Hallelujah. I give you all the worship. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. Hallelujah. That's due unto your name. Hallelujah. My name is Apostle Delreen Ford. I just want to welcome you to GFH Ministries prayer line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is a good God and he deserves to be praised. He deserves to be worshiped. Hallelujah. I magnify his name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. There's none like him. Hallelujah. There's none before him. There's none after him. Hallelujah. He deserves our worship. He deserves our praise. Hallelujah. I magnify your name, God. I glorify your name, Jesus. In him I live and move and have my being. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. I shabak you. Hallelujah. I lift up your name. I honor your name. I worship your God. You're a mighty God. You're a great God. Oh, I worship you, God. I magnify your name, Jesus. Oh, I extol your name, hallelujah. Oh, I bless your name, hallelujah. I glorify your name, Jesus. Oh, you're a mighty God. You're a holy God. You're a righteous God. Oh, I worship you. I give you all the praise. I give you all the honor that's due unto your name this evening. Hallelujah. Bless your name. I worship you, God. I honor you. Glory to God. Oh, I bless your name, Jesus. I worship your name, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you deserve all the praise. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the honor. I bless your name. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endure it forever. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I honor your name, Jesus. Unto you, hallelujah, I lift up my soul. Oh, my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Oh, I bless your name, God. I honor your name, Jesus. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. I lift up your name, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, I worship your name, God. I magnify your name, God. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Oh, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Oh, I bless your name, Jesus. Jehovah Gabor, I bless your name. Jehovah Shammah, I bless your name. Jehovah Jireh, I bless your name. Jehovah Rapha, I bless your name. I honor and glorify your name. You deserve to be praised. Oh, glory to God. There's none like you, God. Oh, there's none like you, God. I bless your name. I magnify your name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father God, for this opportunity. Oh, hallelujah, God. I pray right now, Father, that, oh, God, for divine visitation. Oh, God, upon, oh, God, your woman's servant. Oh, God, and everyone, God, was joining, oh, God, and this, oh, God, podcast, God, this evening. God, I pray, God, hallelujah, that, oh, God, you'll touch them, Father God. Oh, Father God, I pray, God, that you'll meet their needs. Oh, your word said you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. And Father God, I present everyone before you, Father God, this evening. Oh, so faces differ, so needs differ. Oh, God, you know everything.
every one of us, God. Even the very ear in our ear, God, are numbered. Father God, there's nothing hidden, Father God, from you. And Father God, I present, oh God, myself and, oh God, your people before you, God, this evening. Father God, those, God, who needs healing, God. Oh God, you're the Jehovah Rapha, oh God, this evening. Oh God, you can heal. God, your words abide. Your stripes, God. Oh, Father God, you can heal. Oh, God, I pray, God, for healing, God, for those, God, who are desiring healing, Father God, this evening. Oh, God, hallelujah. I pray, God, oh, that you touch them, Father God. Oh, God, in that area, Father God, that they're seeking healing for. God, it might be high blood pressure, God. It might be diabetes, God. It might be cancer, Father God. It might be leukemia, hallelujah. Oh, it might be arthritis, Father God. It might be depression. Regardless, God, of the physical healing, God, that they desire, God, you're able to meet that, oh God, that they need right now, Father God. Oh God, you're all powerful, God. And there's nothing, God, that you cannot do, Father God. Oh God, I stand upon your word, Father God, this evening. Oh, your word said healing is the children's bread. Oh God, and I declare, declare healing, oh God, for those, God, that have joined in on this broadcast. Oh God, you're wounded for our transgression. You are bruised for iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes, God, we can say, we can be clear, and oh God, accept, God, your healing power. Oh God, it might not be a physical healing. Oh, it might be an emotional healing that your people are seeking for. Oh, hallelujah, they might be traumatized, Father God. Oh God, even from childhood, God, and oh God, their desire, God, healing. They might be depressed, hallelujah. Oh, because of this trauma, God, that they, oh God, went. Oh God, I present, God, your people before you. Oh, glory to God for this healing, God. Only you, God, can heal. Oh, some wounds, God. Oh, God, maybe the scars are still there. Oh, hallelujah, God. And those scars, Father God, oh, God, cause other problems. Oh, God, but I pray, God, for healing. A healing, God, for your people. Emotional healing. Oh, God, healing from anger. Deliverance from anger, God. Oh, God, I pray right now that you'll heal those, God, who are angry. Heal those who are bitter. Heal those, God, who are suffering from resentment. Oh, God, heal those, God, who are suffering, God, from rejection. Heal those, God, who are saying they're lonely. Oh, hallelujah. Heal those, God, they're sorrowful. Heal those, God, that, oh, God, are suffering from despair. Whatever the situation is right now, God, they may have heard the bad news today. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray right now, God, that you'll touch them right now. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, those, Father God, oh, who have lost relationship. Oh, God, they may have been divorced, God, or maybe dealing with divorce and separation. Oh, hallelujah, maybe dealing with family crisis, God. Oh, God, I pray for divine intervention. It might be a child, hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray for divine visitation for this one, God, this evening. Oh, hallelujah, you are the problem solver. You are the way maker. You are the deliverer, God. You're able to restore, God, relationship. You're able to restore joy. You're able to restore peace where it's missing. Oh, hallelujah. Pray, God, that your restoration power move, God, in the lives of your people, God, this evening, and restore, God, what has been taken from them. Restore relationship. Restore love in the relationship. God, I pray, God, for unity, God, in families. I pray for unity right now, God, that they'll be able to come together instead of warring against each other, God. Instead of fighting, God, for possession. Instead of fighting for land. Instead of fighting for house. Instead of fighting fighting over money. My God, they'll be able to come together at the table. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Deal with the conflict. Our conflicts in all, God, in a peaceful manner. God, I invite your presence, God, in the midst of these families right now. Oh, God, help them to problem solved. Oh, God, in the most effective way. Oh, God, I come against a war. I come against every plan of the enemy to destroy families, Father God. Oh God, I pray, God, that families, God, oh God, will come together as one. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. You're the one that created the family, God. Oh, hallelujah, Father God. And I pray for love in the homes. I pray for peace in the homes, oh God, this evening. Oh, hallelujah. I give you the praise, God. I give you the honor, God. I give you the glory, God. Those who are suffering, God. Oh, God, financially, God. Oh, they've been made bad decisions. Oh, they may have been made, they may have made decisions, God, without consulting you. God, I pray for forgiveness, God, for them. Oh, God, I pray, God, you restore, oh, God, your finances. Oh, Father God. Oh, whatever difficulties they're facing, God. I pray, God, oh, hallelujah, dear God, that you bring, God, oh, resolution to it, God. You direct them, Father God, in their decision how to get out of, oh God, that rat, now God, that they got themselves in, that problem that they got themselves in, Father God. Oh God, to be able to resolve, God, issues, oh, the financial issues, those, God, who are seeking you for a job. I even, oh God, promotion. Oh God, a better job. I present them to you, Father God, this evening. Oh God, you are the Jehovah Jireh, their provider. Oh God, your word said the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want, we shall not lack anything. And Father God, I know, God, you're able, God, to provide, oh God, for your people. Oh God, I pray, God, oh, for financial deliverance, financial breakthrough for your people, oh God, this evening. Oh God, turn the situation around. Oh God, where there's no hope, God, they will have hope. Where there's no faith, God, they'll have faith in you, God. Where there's no trust, they begin to trust thee, God. Oh God, knowing, God, that you're God that never fail. Oh God, you're God that faith your promises, Father. And oh God, and know, God, hallelujah, that you, God, can help them to, oh God, resolve the financial issues. Oh God, whatever the situation is, whether it's educational, Father, intellect, God. Oh God, if they're struggling in school, Father God, they can come to you, God, hallelujah, the source of everything. Oh, hallelujah, they'll be able, God, to get clarity, oh God. Oh, to be able, God, to bring back things to their remembrance, Father God, and to direct them in their studies so that they, God, can do well. Oh, Father God, there's nothing, God, that you cannot do. Help us, God, to trust you, God, in all our ways. Oh, God, the Bible said, oh, God, we should trust in all our ways. Oh, God, and allow you, God, to direct our path. Oh, we should not lean onto our own understanding, our own way of thinking, our own way of doing things. Oh, God, but oh, God, we should, oh God, trust your ways. Oh, we should be able to trade in, God, our will for your will. We'll be able to trade in our ways, God, for your way. Oh God, because you know what's best. Oh God, you said, Father God, you're always working things out for our good, Father God. And oh God, because we know, God, that you're always working things out for our good, regardless of what happened. When disappointment comes, God, we can say, God, you know best. Instead of us getting depressed, instead of us getting frustrated, oh God, we'll go to you and say, God, you know best. Oh, hallelujah. Oh God, you want to say, you grant us the desires of our heart. Oh God, but God, you grant us according to your will. And God, we need to trust, oh God, your ways, because your ways is best. God, I give you all the praise. God, I give you all the glory. God, I magnify your name. God, I glorify your name. God, I lift up your name. I thank you for hearing, oh God, my prayer. I thank you for answering under the bush and under this prayer this evening. I give it a praise, God. I give it an honor. I give it a glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless your name, Jesus. Oh, I magnify your name, God. Oh, I lift up your name, Jesus. Oh, I worship you, God. Oh, we need you, God. Oh, we need more of you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. We glorify your name. Oh, we bless your name, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I worship you, God. You deserve all the praise and all the glory. Oh, I honor your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. I'm going to read Psalm 35. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless your name, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. Psalm 35. Psalms 35 from the King James Version. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless your name, God. This is called a warfare psalm. And many people say, well, Apostle, I don't think I'm in any war. But once we decide to do good, I'll be different. You know, just being different. You know, that alone can cause somebody to war with you. It may have been poor and your business is successful. Right there, you have war. You may have excelled. You know, got, you know, a degree, finished college, or maybe you're in a you're doing well, top of the class. And that also can cause somebody to war with you. You may move, buy a nice house, live in a nice neighborhood, and that can cause war. You might spiritually as well. God might be using you, and that can cause war. You have a lot of wars in family. And a lot of it is stemmed from jealousy. And, you know, someone just jealous, or we use the word envy or covetous. You know, these are some of the terms. Some of these terms are much stronger because it leads that person can be motivated to do evil against you because of jealousy, or said they want to be like you, or they can't be like you, but they're so envious that they say, you know what, if I can't have it, you can't have it as well. And if you ever heard that, if I can't get it, you can't. You know, someone may war because you're married with children, and they say, well, because of envy, jealousy, they say, wait a minute, I am single, I have no one, you know. And that can cause war. And in families, we see in the scripture, we saw, you know, Cain, the first family, Cain and Abel, you know. And we saw exactly what Cain did to Abel because God accepted his sacrifice. And Cain's sacrifice was rejected. So in families, we do have family war. And it is very common. Sometimes, you know, a parent might, for example, in the case of Joseph, we saw the war within that family when Joseph was like a favorite and was given the coat of many colors and because of that. And then he had a dream. And when he had the dream and he's he told his brothers and his father about the dream. You see, what happened to Joseph was thrown in a pit and because of, his place in the family. So there's a lot of reason, you know, people, countries war against countries, right? So war in the workplace, you war, of course, in the workplace. So everywhere we have war, we have physical war, but we talk about spiritual warfare as well. So warfare also spiritually, we see in Ephesians 6, when Paul says, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rules of darkness and wickedness in high places. We see that in Ephesians 6, verse 12, and on. And so war is something that as long as we live on this earth, we will experience, whether physical or spiritual. The other time the war is unseen. Sometimes we're undergoing the war, but because we do not see it, we do not focus on it or remain in denial, right? And so we just don't know, right? But war is very, very common, is a common amount of us. Jesus says in John
chapter 3, it says, you know, they hate me first. So they're going to hate you. So, you know, we see where Jesus is saying, listen, don't be surprised if people just hate you for nothing, because they did it to me. He was perfect. He did nothing, right? And we saw what happened when we read the scriptures, you know, in his Galilean ministry. We saw exactly what happened to him. And he did nothing. All he did was good. He went around healing the sick, casting out demons, and blind eyes opened. And we saw him doing many miracles, but they still hated him, you know. So we may say, what about me, right? And sometimes you may offend someone and you don't even know that you offend them, you know. And you don't even get the opportunity to say, I am sorry, you know. So, you know, people's heart, the Bible said, is what? Desperately wicked. That's what the Bible says, not Apostle Fordyce. Man's heart is desperately wicked. And you may see someone, you know, they're well-dressed, well-attired, look beautiful on the outside, but the heart, they have a wicked heart. There's something, you know, there are people who walk with wicked hearts. And so war comes from all this. So I'm reading this. It's called a warfare psalm. And especially fights that are unseen, war that are unseen. Sometimes you go to bed and you find yourself in a war. You know, maybe a dog is chasing you in a vision, or maybe you see a man or a woman chasing you. You may see gunmen, call it sniper spirit, with guns pointing at you. You know, these are things that happened, you know. Sometimes you may wake up and say, I know I got bit with a snake, or they see spiders, or, you know, they see, you know, kind of things, you know, in the realm of the spirit. These are just, God is showing you that you're in a war. You have enemies, because we don't want to use the word enemies. Sometimes I don't have enemies. Sometimes you don't know. You know, enemies don't come and say, I am your enemy. You know, they laugh with you. They smile with you. They even give you gifts. They're still your enemies, right? How do you know that's your enemy? You see, we need sometimes the Spirit of God. Sometimes we have the gift of discernment, and you know in your heart that something is wrong with this person. Sometimes you can't pinpoint it, but the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. So we say our mind. It's not our mind. It's a spirit that's inside us telling us that be careful of this one. Some people may get dreams and visions showing them a particular face or whatever. But God speaks to us in different ways, you know, through images. Right. And sometimes we do have this inner voice that says, be careful. You know, you don't get the detail, but the fact that you get when you get the word, be careful, then I mean, you have to know how to, you know, you have to, you know, how to deal with this particular individual. You know, it could be an enemy. Right. So we do have enemies. And sometimes we know and sometimes we do not know. But enemies of us is enemies of God, right? When we're a child of God, or we are people of God, when they hate us, right? The enemies of us, they're enemies of God as well. Amen. So this is a psalm that David wrote. And if you read the life of David, he had many enemies. And, you know, and this was when he was, as he was going through, he began to pray this prayer to God, cry out to God, hallelujah, for help. You know, there are times when you're going through things and you just get tired, you know, the physical body gets tired, reread. And you see sometimes throughout the Psalms, you know, based on what was going on, there are times when he was worshiping God and praising God. There are times when he was frustrated. There are times when he was calling God for help because he think he was forsaken, you know, and how could God allow him to go through all this, you know, so we sometimes go through that when we're going through our crises as well, you know, but it is part of life that we will go through different things, but we have to realize that going through doesn't mean that God has forsaken us. And this is a very good psalm. Known enemies and unknown enemies. I said known and unknown enemies, right? And I'm going to read this psalm. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. fight against them that fight against me, meaning that you have done nothing. You're talking about you're innocent, right? You have done nothing. You know that you're innocent. Your hands are clean, right? And this is why you pray this psalm, right? Plead my cause. They lie, right? They told a lie, right? You know, about you. They tried to defame you, right? They do all kind of thing to destroy your life, and you're innocent, you know? So things that they say, things that they do, right? And you're innocent, right? I said the devil is an accuser of the brethren. So they accuse you falsely, right? And you're crying out to God, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take all of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. So you're summoning God to come and help. Because yes, God, I'm in the midst of this. You know, this is what they have done to me, God, and I'm innocent. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. That means they lie, right? They told lies. They accuse you falsely. And they want to destroy you with the lies. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. They want to kill you. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. They want to hurt you physically, spiritually, financially, right? They want you to lose your business, you know? They don't want you to prosper. They don't wish you anything good. And these are the people I'm talking about. Let them be as chaff before the wind and let the edge of the Lord chase them. So we are saying, God, you take care of them. God, you're in charge, right? God, you do what you need to do. Let their way be dark and slippery and let the agent of the Lord persecute them. For without cause, again, you're innocent. Without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. They may want to kill you. That's how bad it is. And we saw exactly what was going on with David. Saul was trying to kill David. David was innocent. See, you can see the state of mind that he was in. He said, let destruction come up on him unawares, and let his net that he had hid catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall. That means the same thing that they want to befall you will befall them. So now you may hear somebody say, back to the sender. I always say, my favorite scripture is, you know, what you want for yourself, that's what you should want for others. Do unto others as you want them do unto you. Right? So everyone wants good. Why can't we do good? And the good will come back to you. Oh, glory to God. So the same thing they want to befall you, destruction that they want to befall you, you're saying to God, let it fall on them. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. David said, I'll give you praise. I give you thanks. I will bless your name. God, I'll be joyful. God, I will have peace. Hallelujah. And I rejoice that you have delivered me, that you have saved me. Hallelujah. When God delivers us from our enemies, oh my God, it's like we become what? Joyful. We experience peace and joy and contentment. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoiled him. That Goliath. There's a Goliath sometimes in our lives. Hallelujah. That stands up in our path. Stands up in our way of our progress. So we're asking God to deliver us from that Goliath. It may be your finance. It may be your business. That Goliath, you're saying, God, that enemy that do not want me to prosper, don't want my business to grow, don't want my ministry to grow, don't want my children to what? Excel. That's the enemy I'm talking about. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. Again, you're innocent. They rewarded me evil for good to their spoiling of my soul. Sometimes you do good. You can sit back and you say, my God, I cannot believe it's that same person I opened that door for. I cannot believe the same person I blessed with $100. I can't believe it's the same person that I bought a bag of groceries and gave. I can't believe it's my mother. I can't believe it's my sister. I can't believe it's my niece. I can't believe it's my cousin. I can't believe it's my coworker. I can't believe it's my boss. I can't believe it's my husband. I can't believe it's my wife. That you have done good. For. You have done a lot of good for them. And yet, because of jealousy and because of envy, they want to destroy you. You may have hired them and trained them, teach them, and then they turn around and want to destroy what you've built. That's an enemy. And that's the enemy of you is the enemy of God. Now God see the good that you've done. God see the good that you did not do evil. You've done good. And God, we're saying, God, fight against me. Because I've done good. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting. And my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I mean, it might be someone that you are interceding for, you prayed for. Maybe they were sick. And you went down in sackcloth and you prayed for that one. He said, I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. That's how much that person was to you. But in mine adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and cease not. They defamed you. Maybe you're going through a little crisis. And instead of them, they begin to laugh. Look at what happened to so-and-so. With hypocritical mockers and feasts, they gnashed upon me with your teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling, from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. This is one of my favorite verse. I pray this all the time. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they revise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, aha, ha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence, O Lord. Be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to our righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Many people are waiting for you to fall. They're waiting for your business to fail. They're waiting for your kids to go to prison. They're waiting for your young girl to get pregnant. They're waiting for all kind of bad things. They're waiting for you to get a diagnosis. for you're waiting for you to die. That's an enemy. Let them not say in their hearts, ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. That means they defeat you. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion. Hallelujah. Together that rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which add pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. So those people, the Bible say, rejoice with them that rejoice and weep with them that weep. So those people who celebrate you, celebrate your success. Hallelujah. Those people says, you know, they'll pray when you're going through difficulties. They will say, I will pray with you. You know, they'll pray you through. Those are the people I'm talking about. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, I bless your name and I honor your name, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised, God. You're worthy to be lifted up, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're a good God. You're a warrior God. God, I know, God, that you said you'll fight for us, God. Hallelujah. Vengeance is yours, God. And you said you will repay. I give you the praise, God. I give you the honor. I give you the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for fighting our battles. Oh, hallelujah. God, we are more than conquerors through you that love us, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Thank you for victory, God. Thank you for victory, Jesus. Thank you for victory, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. I honor your name, God. You're worthy to be praised, God. You're worthy to be praised. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for listening. If you like this show, lend your support. Send a gift. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, I bless your name. Bless your name, God. I honor your name. Thank you for joining in, hallelujah, on this show this evening. May God bless you. May he keep you. May he make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. And may he gives you peace. Hallelujah. Back to the engineer.
Thank you so much for staying with us at Gospel Foundation International Healing Ministries under the leadership of Apostle Delwyn Fordyce, where it's a world-class ministry proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and advancing the kingdom of God through our holistic, Holy Spirit-centered approach. Here are the announcements. Please respond to them as they apply to you. Our services are fully virtual, and so we invite you to become a part of our community. Visit our website at www.gfihministries.org or on YouTube at youtube.com/@gfihministries or on Facebook at GFIHM or Instagram at GFIHministries. Our weekly schedule. Join us on Tuesdays between the hour of 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Bible studies. On Wednesdays between the hour of 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., join our prayer line. Call in at 605-475-4716 using the code 859563. Join us on Thursdays between the hour of 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Miracle Hour. Our Sunday schedule. On Sundays at 11 a.m., join Pastor Joseph Fordyce for Bible class. And let's not forget the kids. Join Bible Talk for Kids with Lady Sarah Yamo Hadassah. Bring the teens over for Teen Talk with Evangelist Nadine Monroe. And at 12 p.m., join our senior pastor, Apostle Delry Fordyce, for divine service. Would you like to support our ministry? Here are a few ways you may do so. Make checks payable to Gospel Foundation International Healing Ministries, P.O. Box 184, Mount Vernon, New York, 10552. On Zelle, simply use 914-314-9538. Givelify, look for our church name, Gospel Foundation International Healing Ministries. On PayPal, enter the link, paypal.me/GFIH Ministries. On YouTube, subscribe, hit the notification bell, comment, like, and share. Would you like to contact us? Reach out to us. Box 184, Mount Vernon, New York, 10552. Or call 1-914-473-7073. Or email us at gfihministries@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening to our announcements. Have a great week from Team GFIHM.
Great!